On today's Roadshow, I'm David Warren, really enjoying my time and listening to the great music by today's guest, singer-songwriter Terry Clark. And for ordering his music, you can go to a website. The name of this website, now this is interesting, so get ready with your pencil. It's catalystpeople.com. Now, it's not terryclark.com, terryclarkmusic.com. It's catalystpeople.com. And Terry, you really sent me to the dictionary with this interview. I looked up catalyst. I mean, I kind of knew what it was. I knew it was a scientific term, but I think that the best definition that would apply in your case is the definition of stimulus to change. Somebody or something that makes a change happen or brings about an event. Why is the name of your ministry called Catalyst People?
Well, I have a real love for, I guess better than using the word science, I love getting the view that science gives you of God's creation and the beauty of how He makes things work. And in praying and asking for insight and revelation about what exactly is my calling. I mean, yes, I'm a singer. Yes, I've written songs, and we are invited to come and be part of worship services all over the world. And so what really is going on there? And the Lord just showed me that process of a catalyst in chemistry. And the catalyst is introduced into a very slow or completely impossible chemical reaction. And what it does is it speeds it up and causes the reaction to happen. And it happens at an accelerated rate. And, of course, then it makes the change, as you've pointed out, that brings about a new substance that is the combination of the two. And I see us and God as those two things. And where we're singing, it seems as though we're the catalyst that comes along, and you're the catalyst as you do your programming to accelerate this process of hearts listening and being touched by God Himself. And the interesting thing that I remembered from my chemistry class was that the catalyst that causes this acceleration to happen suddenly is it disappears. It just usually turns into water and just drains off. And that's the thing that turned the key for me, that this was what we are, is that what we want to do is start the process, give the opportunity for someone to have intimate contact with God, which is why people really have any longing in their heart for anything. They're longing for the satisfaction that they really can't get from the things on this planet, and only God can give. So if you can just start the process and then disappear, that's perfect.
And that way you get none of the glory.
Yeah, we can just completely disappear and fade out of view, because we don't want to interject anything from ourselves anymore, because that would just interrupt the conversation that just got started.
That's interesting. Well, catalystpeople.com is the website for today's guest, Terry Clark. Catalyst is CATALYST, people.com. You'll find Terry's music there, both the solo works, and by the way, the two solo songs that we have featured today, God, You're So Good to Me, and also High and Lifted Up, are from his CD, Only Believe, that you'll find there on catalystpeople.com. Also, Terry, you've referred to it various times, 15 of the songs, you narrowed down all those different tunes that you recorded with Maranatha Music. You have a CD called 20 Years of Worship between 1980 and 2000, Terry Clark and Maranatha Music, 15 songs, and that's available at catalystpeople.com. And also your Promise Keepers projects. And then you've got other neat sections on your website, including the On the Road section. And I'll be looking at that, seeing where you're going to be touring across the country. But what I kept coming across as I would look at catalystpeople.com was that central focus of your ministry, Terry, and that is WORSHIP, worship. Would you define what that means? What does it mean to worship?
Well, it really over years of pouring over the Word and reading it over and over again, I've started to get a panorama of what God has written and to reveal Himself and His heart, His motivation, His agenda, His purpose of even making this universe and us in the center of it. And what I've come down to, it's kind of like that catalyst thing. I've come down to understanding that Jesus' definition is the one I want to understand. And, of course, the church and the world and everything that's going on around us in religion, especially of all kinds, uses the word. And in the American or Western evangelical churches, we kind of interchange the word worship with singing songs together in church and singing certain kinds of songs now. And, of course, now worship is a iTunes genre and has its own marketing tag. But it's not satisfying what the body is. It's not confirming what the body is unless we're using Jesus' definitions, as in any concept that he brings up in his book. And in John 4, there's this conversation that Jesus has with the lady at the well, at Jacob's well in Samaria. And in that, there's an infinite number of lessons to learn in that conversation. But the one thing that he brings up that is pertinent here is that he says that God is seeking genuine worshipers. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that he wasn't taking auditions for piano players or guitar players or singers.
Yeah.
He is looking, and not just was. He's made this creation, and he's made it tick, and he's given it a deadline and certain time frame for one purpose, to discover genuine worshipers. And those are just common, everyday people like you and me that will make a habit of turning and looking at Jesus and coming toward him, no matter what we have to leave behind.
Here's Terry Clark to sing, "We've Come to Worship."
We've come to worship you. Worship you, we've come to worship you, my Lord. We've come to worship you. Worship you, we've come to worship you, my Lord. We've come to worship you, my Lord. There's no other worthy one, no other king of mercies like the